Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you ready for a major component of your foundation in Christ? You can't build the house of your life without a solid, sound foundation in Christ. And that's what we're going to get this morning with this amazing message that is exclusive to the body of Christ and the Bible believers in the earth. There's only one holy book in the earth, and there's only one sacred holy name, and that's Jesus Christ and the Bible. Matthew 1:1, the word Bible is derived from the Greek word biblios. In Matthew 1:1, let us observe that God left us with his word so that, number one, we could know him and that we could also be protected from the many false prophets he promised in the final days before he returns. God gave us his written word in order to protect us. So the scripture says, our main scripture, Isaiah 46:9-10, remember the former things of old. The prophet writes, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel or my word shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So how do we know the Bible is the only holy book on the earth? Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. There is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel or my word shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God alone knows the future, right? So what makes the Bible different than the Quran and the writings of Hinduism and Buddhism and Catholicism and Mormonism? What makes the Bible unique and the only holy book in the earth? That's a rhetorical question. Now notice that God is the only one that can declare the end from the beginning. He's the only one who knows the future. That's how we know the Bible is the only holy book in the earth, because the Bible is the only book in the earth claiming to be a holy book that has declared with absolute accuracy the future from the beginning, hundreds and even sometimes thousands of years before the events of the Messiah's coming. God foretold them to the specific detail. So God foretold the events of the Messiah and his coming long before they actually happened. Fulfilled prophecy is the way that we know that the Bible is the only holy book on the planet. Do you remember how Isaiah prophesied that Jesus the Messiah would be born of a virgin 700 years before Jesus came to the earth and was born of a virgin? The prophet Isaiah said that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then in Matthew 1, we read of the Virgin Mary conceiving and bearing Emmanuel, the Messiah, God with us. And also in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7, we read that Jesus, the Messiah, would be the mighty God. We're also, speaking of prophecy of the Messiah, we were told hundreds of years before Jesus came to the earth that he would be born in the town of Bethlehem. That's Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Bethlehem means house of bread, because Jesus is the bread of life. And he specifically said not only Bethlehem, but Bethlehem Ephratah, because he knew that there was two Bethlehems in the earth, and Jesus was going to be born in one specific Bethlehem of the two. So God gave a specific. The Bible is more than just a book. It is the book of God. The specific details of these prophetic promises and their fulfillment would be statistically impossible unless they originated from God, who tells the end from the beginning. I'm going to read a quote from a brother named Terence,
and here is what our brother has observed from the Bible itself, as he writes the following. He says,
"No other book but the Bible has prophecy. The Quran and the Tibetan book or the writings of Confucius have no prophecy like the Hebrew scriptures of God." And the writer continues, he says, "Put your faith in the only trusted book of the ages. Jesus said, 'Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away, but it will last forever.' John 20:31, 'These things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.'" That's why we have the Bible, so that we can have faith in the only Messiah, Jesus Christ. So remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By believing the Bible and having the Bible and following it, we have not followed cunningly devised fables that are many today in the earth, false religious notions and doctrines. There are over 300 prophetic utterances of the Messiah, most of which have been fulfilled already, and many still to be fulfilled to the exact Galatians 4:4, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Then it says, "He came to redeem them that were under the law." And then it says in Psalm 2:7 again, "Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." That was hundreds of years before Christ came to the earth and the Father spoke from heaven and said those very words, "Thou art my beloved Son, this day have I begotten thee." Remember, on several occasions, the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That was when Jesus came to the earth in fulfillment of all of these prophecies of the Old Covenant. I want you to write down two chapters in the Bible in the Old Testament that are prophetic of the Messiah, and I want you to read those two chapters thoroughly this week. Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. All right, Psalm 22 begins with the words, verse 1, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now, who came along later and uttered those words? How many people know who made those words famous? So, just before Jesus died, he cried out to the Father in fulfillment of this prophecy from Psalm 22:1, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus Christ uttered those beautiful words on the cross, which were foretold that he would utter 1,000 years earlier by the psalmist. That is just the first verse of Psalm 22. Then Jesus, when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You see, for a moment, God forsook Christ so that we could be forgiven by Christ. Jesus was forsaken that we might be forgiven. In Isaiah 52:53, for example, chapter 52:14, "And many were astonished at his visage," or his face, "was so marred, was so destroyed, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So Jesus was destroyed. He was whipped. He was punched. So 700 years before Jesus came, Isaiah, by the Holy Spirit, is foretelling the things which the Messiah would suffer. In Isaiah, for example, and we can only cover a few of these, chapter 53, many of us are familiar with this, verse 5 and 6, but he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So in Isaiah 9, 6, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. We also see in Isaiah 53, 5, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That is, the peace that was going to be remade between God and fallen man. And we see the fulfillment in Colossians 1, 20, which says that he made peace through the blood of his cross. Peace with God comes only through Christ and his cross. Fulfilled prophecy is the indisputable way we know that the Bible is the only holy book on the planet. Here's a fact. Only the Almighty could know the future and foretell it in specific detail long before it ever happened. And then it comes to pass exactly the way he said it would. Now, again, keep in mind that God alone can declare the end from the beginning, because the Bible also says in Isaiah 57:15 that the Lord inhabits eternity. God's omnipresence and eternality, his all-present and inhabiting of eternity, these are attributes of God. He is all-present and he inhabits the past, present, and the future. He inhabiteth eternity. He is not confined to time and space. And this relates to two fundamental aspects of God's nature. Again, his omnipresence and his eternality. And that's why he can tell us what's going to happen in the end from the beginning. And only God can do that. Let me read Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. Notice God inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Again, Isaiah 57, verse 15. God inhabits eternity, and only God.
As we come in for a close, God's word foretold before it happened in detail over 300 events that have come to pass just as they were spoken hundreds, sometimes thousands of years before they happened. The statistical probability of this happening is absolutely impossible unless God did it. For example, the exact town that the Messiah was to be born in was foretold and was fulfilled by Jesus Christ when he came to the earth. Only one person in history was born of a virgin, and 700 years before the Son of God was born of a virgin, it was foretold that he would be, and he came and fulfilled it perfectly. It was also foretold that Jesus would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us, and it was fulfilled in Christ at his birth. They pronounced that he was Emmanuel, God with us. The prophet Zechariah foretold that Jesus would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, and that's exactly what happened by Judas's betrayal
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The whole or the surpassing reason, the paramount reason that God gave us his written word is that we would believe on the Son of God unto everlasting life.
John chapter 20, verse 31.
You hold in your hands the very word of God, the Bible.
Now, let's pray together, saints, a very short and yet meaningful, vital prayer request to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, please establish my life on the rock foundation of your word in Jesus' name. As we close, I want to give you a post on safeguardyoursoul.com. You can look it up. It goes into great details about how we know the Bible is the only holy book on the planet. And the title of it is How We Know the Bible is the Only Holy Book on Planet Earth. Just look up part of those words. It'll come right up in the search box.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.